Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I'm excited that you have joined me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. So on tonight, we'll discuss our hashtag moment, and the hashtag for the month of December is Be Thankful. We'll talk about commercialism and Christmas in our Believe or Not to Believe segment. We'll go right into Let's Be Real, where I will make my weekly confession. And then we'll end the show with our dose of spiritual wellness and final greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the various hashtags that you hear, which includes hashtag moment, don't give up, let's be real, wellness and faith, dose of spiritual wellness, or you can even create your own hashtag. Just make sure that when you do so, you tag me at Weary Consult, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You are also more than welcome to call into the show live with any questions or comments that you have on any of the material that we are discussing. If you would like to do so, you would need to call 347-850-1154. Again, that number is 347-850-1154. All right, so the hashtag moment is a point in the show where we discuss a particular topic and then we can post on social media about it. We have the same hashtag for the entire month, and for the month of December, it is Be Thankful. So feel free to post on social media with that particular hashtag and be sure to tag me at Weary Consult. All right, so with our discussion of being thankful and what that means, we have to make sure that we are acknowledging the big and the small things that happen in our lives. Thankful for the big things, right? You know, like when you get this awesome job with this really great pay, when you get a good house, you know, this new house rather, or when you have children or get married or you graduate from school, you know, those are all pretty big things that we celebrate. But what about the small things? What about taking the time to be thankful about the things that we tend to gloss over? So, for instance, even when it comes to having a house, what about being thankful for having running water in your home? You know, I can tell you that here in the United States, we have people in Detroit who still, after all this time, do not have clean running water in their home and still suffering from very real effects from that. And we have people even from other countries around the world who never even have the luxury of having running water. So looking at those small things to be thankful for, even when it comes to going to work, you know, how about be thankful every day as you're going on your commute and maybe frustrated with rush hour traffic or the hustle and bustle of even using public transportation, that you're one of the people who do not have to be concerned about having enough money to even take care of their commute. You know, there's people around you, people driving next to you on the highway, people sitting next to you on a bus or the train who may be wondering, okay, do I have enough money to even be able to get home or to get to work for the rest of the week? Or how about, you know, even with your children, where your biggest health concerns with your kids is them having a cold instead of having a terminal illness. You know, those are things that we don't really think about. And, of course, you know, when it comes to, let's say, your children being sick, you may have to take time off of work or you have to be concerned about you getting sick. And there's definitely challenges that comes about that. So I'm not trying to minimize the responsibilities or the burden that comes with having these things that we are thankful for. But at the same token, even with, you know, dealing with the burden of the responsibility, it's still being thankful that we have that particular burden. You know, again, like when I'm talking about even with children, like I have close friends to me who have dealt with some very serious issues with children. You know, I have, you know, other people that I've known who have children who have had terminal illnesses and they passed away from those. And so, you know, when we're even watching our own kids and we're frustrated because they have a cold and they're whiny and then we get sick ourselves and then we're not feeling good, you know, of course we're going to not be happy about that, you know, be like, yes, I'm happy my kid has a cold. But even in like the frustration of having to make sure that, you know, again, you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your kids, is realizing that it could be a whole lot worse. You know, it's all about perspective. It's all about how we look at things and just making sure that we change our perspective and not to take the small things for granted. You know, when we realize how blessed we are and how much we have to be thankful for, it makes things a little bit easier to deal with. You know, is that you don't want to have to go through a major loss before you realize how much you really did have. And so with this whole notion of being thankful, it's about taking a time out and just looking at everything around you, for the good, for the bad, and looking at not only what you do have but what you don't have, you know? You know, when it comes to the issues that you may be dealing with right now, is that knowing is that there is someone out there who has it so much worse, who's dealing with so much more. And depending on the situation, that's not going to be very comforting, right? You know, like I can tell you there's definitely been moments in my life where it's like, okay, yes, I hear you. I hear that there are people that have it worse. But you know, right now I have it pretty bad. You know, but even looking back on those moments where I just felt like everything was so horrible, everything really wasn't. You know, there was still something that I could look back on and be thankful. Like, for instance, when I had my back injury and was out of work for several months, the amount of pain that I endured, you know, each and every single day is indescribable. But even with having that injury, having that issue, not being able to really care for myself and the matter and the speed that I wanted to do things and not being able to do a lot of things I was used to doing, I am thankful that, okay, yeah, it took me a lot longer to be able to get myself ready, but I was still able to get myself ready. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I could only go to the doctor because I was in so much pain that I really didn't go anywhere else, but I was still able to get to the doctor, you know? And even with going to church, I was still able to make it to church. It was late most of the time because it took so long for me to get ready, but I was still able to go, you know, and to be able to be able to hear a word of encouragement, you know, that I needed to help me to go through that difficult time. And so just during this season, we can become so much more aware of the things that we don't have. We can be so much more aware of what we can't do and what we wish we could do, but just being thankful for what you can do, being thankful for what you do have, being thankful for just even a small thing, because a small thing to you is a very big thing to someone else. You know, that small thing that you think is insignificant is what someone else is praying for, is what someone else wished that they had. So it's always just taking that moment, you know, just to look back and to realize just, again, how thankful we are or how thankful we should be and how blessed we really are, even in our challenging times, even when things are not easy, even when it's rough and it's trying, is that there's still always something, at least one thing, to be thankful for. So on your journey to spiritual wellness, remember to be thankful for the big things, for the small things, for the huge things, for the not so big things. Just be thankful for everything. All right, so let's go into our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. This is a point in the show where I strongly encourage you to interact with me live while we discuss various reasons why it may be difficult to believe in God. You can call into the show by dialing 347-850-1154. If you need that number again, feel free to look at the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. And you can join this discussion live about commercialization of Christmas. All right. So, is it worth it to believe in a God where his birthday is celebrated in a season that is marked with consumerism? So, you know, when you hear discussions about religion and Christianity and, you know, people will talk about Jesus, how, you know, he traveled on a camel and, you know, he didn't even have his own home and, you know, all these types of things. And it really, sometimes I'll be used to speak against the wealth of religious leaders, and that's another discussion for a whole another day. But with this particular Christmas season where the birth of Jesus is celebrated, you know, when you look at actually historical documents and you do the research, you can see that more than likely Jesus was not actually born at this time of year. However, this is the time that we do commemorate his birth. So you have his birth, right? You have this God who is now coming to Earth, and he's coming to save mankind, and he's peace on Earth, and he's joy, and he's the promised Messiah. And all of that has turned into the season of getting and buying and wanting more and just overconsumption, and just Christmas has just become just this major, major holiday to get people to spend. And I can tell you for myself, you know, right after Halloween, I started seeing Christmas decorations and Christmas items and Christmas sales in the stores. And I'm like, wow, like right after Halloween. And in one store, I actually saw Christmas items before Halloween. And that was just really weird. It was just like one of those things where it just makes you sit back and think, like, what is this holiday really about? What are we really celebrating? And I'm going to be honest with you, like, I enjoy purchasing gifts for friends, for families, for myself when I am able to. And I definitely enjoy getting gifts in return. So, you know, I'm not knocking that portion of giving gifts, you know, because I can tell you for myself, you know, just the joy on the faces of my friends and family when I am able to get something that they really enjoy and they didn't even expect, and but something that they really wanted, like that moment is so priceless. Just to see that genuine smile and the surprise and it, and then also just to hear their sincere things, you know, it's pretty cool. So, and I do take part in that part of the holiday, but I want to say is that for me personally is that I don't believe that that defines who Jesus is that his birth is not just about us getting the newest technology or newest tech toy or whatever and giving to each other. Is that it's more than that, you know, is that when you look at Jesus, he was the greatest gift that this world could ever receive. He was the greatest gift that the world didn't even know they needed, you know, that we needed. And so with him coming to Earth to redeem mankind, his life, his birth, his death, it continues to give over and over and over every single day. His life, his sacrifice is the reason why we're here, you know, why we have a chance to be able to talk about commercialization and his birthday, the reason why we even have the opportunity at eternity to live in peace. So I believe that despite this holiday being turned into this major profit for retail stores and business owners alike, I can say I'm a business owner and I definitely will be, you know, having product that I'll be promoting as well, is that even though you see that, is that I don't think that we should get so caught up in thinking that that's all that Christmas is about. It's definitely about Jesus. He's the reason, the only reason, you know, for the season, and because of his birth, that's why we're able to celebrate it. That's why we're able to even spend time with family and to give back to each other and to be extra kind and extra loving during this time of year. I know it can be a difficult time for some people who have dealt with loss, or if this is the first Christmas that you may be spending without a loved one or a family member that's really dear to you. It's going to be a hard time of year, or if you're not able to do for your family and friends the way that you would want to do for them, you know, in the forms of giving gifts and, you know, having parties or doing whatever it is that you normally do, just know that it's all about Jesus. And his love, his life, his birth, his death, his resurrection is the greatest gift that we could ever receive. So definitely take joy in that, and take joy, again, in being thankful for the small things, and the gift of just having life and having the ability to even be around family and friends and loved ones. And even if you have to make your own family, you know, maybe there's strained relationships when it comes to your close families or your biological family, just making families with those who are near you, those who are caring and loving, who do really want the best for you. So take a step back from all the consumerism and don't get so caught up in what the commercials say and what's all on social media, you know, regarding what you should buy and how you should celebrate the holiday. It's just remembering what the true reason is. So I still believe in Jesus. I still am thankful for him being born, for him humbling himself to come to Earth and to come in a form of man who he created, to come in the form of his own creation in order to save us and to redeem us and to give us life for eternity. So what about you? Have you chosen to believe of the commercialization of Christmas, or have you chosen not to believe? I would love to hear your feedback and your comments. You can definitely call into the show at 347-850-1154. All right, so now let's go into our segment titled Let's Be Real. So this is a point in the show where I make a weekly confession, and I'm transparent, and I admit my mistakes and shortcomings and areas where I've had to grow in and areas I'm still growing in. But I'm also very honest about my successes and things that I've done right and things that have been awesome and things that have gone really, really well. The purpose of this segment is to provide an example of what I believe we need more of from people of faith, and that's just simply people being real. So let's do it. Let's be real. So my confession this week is that I am learning more and more what it means to be thankful and just becoming so much more conscious of how much God cares for me. When I reflect back just over this past year alone, God has cared for me in ways that I can't even explain. And to be honest, his love didn't always feel good. There were some things that he allowed that I did not like, but I can look back and see how it definitely made me better. And just looking and just understanding more of God's love is just that how God is the God of mercy and grace and correction and conviction. But ultimately, like, he really cares for us. He really loves us. He really wants the best for us. And just looking back to some of my life and how I'm not perfect. I don't do everything right. I wish I did. I so wish I could tell you all that I'm perfect and be telling the truth. But the reality is that I am far from perfect. But even with being so far from perfect and striving to do the right thing and messing up at times, is that God really does love me. And I've been able to look back and to see some really awesome, amazing, unexpected, huge blessings that have happened, and how God has intervened in situations that were just, I could not solve on my own, that I definitely needed divine intervention, you know, in order to fix the situation. But then I can also look back on the little small things, you know, how I may have been praying for something that was small in comparison to my other needs, you know, maybe a need or even a want. And to see how that happened and how that was taken care of was just like, wow, God, like that was something small, something that was needed, but so small, and I appreciate it. Or it's like, wow, like that was something that I wanted and I didn't need it, but this is something that I wanted. And it's like, okay, you allowed that to happen. Like I got what I wanted. It's like, okay, this was pretty cool. And even just one of the times when God allowed things that I didn't like, you know, just going through various challenges and just seeing how things were just so crazy at times. It's just kind of like, okay, here we go. Let's try to truck through this. But now on the other side of it, I can look back and be like, wow, okay, this really was for my good. You know, my favorite scripture is Romans 8:28. If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you have probably heard this scripture more than once. But my favorite scripture of all time is Romans 8:28. Which says that we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I continue to see this scripture just play out again and again and again in my life. I mean, that's why it's my favorite one. So with the good things and the bad things, with the great things, the not so great things, the small things and the big things, I see this all working for my good. And so I'm learning more and more what it means to be thankful for it all, and learning more and more about how much God really does love and he cares about every single aspect of our lives. I think sometimes you'll hear individuals talk about faith and God and what he cares about, what he doesn't care about, and we'll think like, oh, this is too insignificant for God to care about. And it's like, no, like he created us. He created the entire universe. He's mindful of every single thing that goes on in the entire existence of the universe. And so if he's created everything, if he's mindful of everything, if he's aware, then can we really say that he doesn't care? You know, I would say no, you can't. And so even when it comes to our own lives, even the things that we're just not even aware of or we think is important enough to bring to God, is that he cares about those things too. And I've seen that. And I'm so thankful to God. You know, I can tell you even just within the past few days, you know, just having that realization, just like, okay, God, like you really love me. You do. Like, you really and truly care about me and just wanting to make sure that my life is a reflection of that thankfulness. Is that, again, no, and I'm not going to get it right all the time, but I'm going to try with everything within my being to please God and to live a life that really honors Him. And that demonstrates my gratefulness and my thankfulness for all that He has done, all that He continues to do, and all that has already been done, not just in the past, but it's already done in the future, because time has already been ordained. Everything that will be has already been done. It's just a matter of us getting to the manifestation of it. And so I'm thankful for what He has done. Even those things I have yet to see, I'm thankful that He's done it. I'm thankful that God does it from a position of love, from a position of care, from a position of wanting the best for me. And I know that He wants the best for you as well. So you can definitely just trust in His love, even when it's that heart love, when it's the love of correction, and certainly when it's the love of comfort and joy and peace. It's just know that God's love is perfect, is genuine, and there's no love that's better than His love in the whole entire world. So be thankful for everything. It goes back to, you know, the hashtag moment. But it's also my confession, too. So, yes, I'm very thankful, very thankful. Just reflecting over this year and looking just what's going to happen even just in the next few weeks and looking forward to 2017 is that I'm thankful and I'm going to trust them, do it all. So, again, we have just a few minutes left in the show. If you would like to call in or even post on social media and let me know what you are thankful for, I would love to hear from you. But we are going to go ahead and go into our last segment of the show, which is our dose of spiritual wellness. So this is always a point where we recap the show and just to give you a little tidbit to help you to get through the week. So our dose of spiritual wellness this week is the same as our hashtag moment, because I just really want to bring this point home. It's just be thankful for things great and small. Be thankful. I said there's always so much to be thankful for. Even with everything that's not right, there's still something to be thankful for. And just being thankful is going to help you to change your perspective. And changing your perspective is going to change your behavior. And change your behavior is going to change your environment. And changing your environment is going to produce the results that you really want to see, which is going to make it even easier to be even more thankful. So be thankful. Take the moment to really evaluate everything that's around you, and to look around and to see the good even through the difficult and the hard times. Because, again, no matter how hard it is, there's still something to be thankful for. So those are spiritual wellness this week, is to be thankful for everything. So we are closing out our show for tonight. So our time is coming to a very, very close end. If you miss any part of the show, if you would like to listen to the replays, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. You can listen to not only this show tonight, but you can listen to past broadcasts as well. By going to blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness, you can also listen to other shows hosted by the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. So you definitely want to go check those out as well. You can listen to The Lunch Date and even to Random Talk. Those episodes are all about this. So you have to go deep into the archives to hear the episodes from Random Talk, but you can definitely go and check out all of the shows that that have been hosted by the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. While you're looking at that, if you would like to find tons of helpful wellness tips on a variety of topics, you want to go check out RadiantSunshine.org. When there, again, you'll see several blogs on several topics to be able to help you to live a well and balanced life. While you're at RadiantSunshine.org, you can skip over to RSDevelopment.org to check out the Women's Enrichment Community that is being hosted by the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. As of today, there is a membership discount that is going on. You can get 50% off of the discount if you register by the end of the year. You definitely want to do this if you are a woman that is looking for support, if you try to reach professional, educational, educational, social, relational goals, you want to be a part of this community. There are weekly groups that are posted. We do monthly empowerment calls as well. You have access to experts and who are experienced to be able to assist you with getting a free life coaching session. Again, it's just tons of awesome things that are just available where you are just getting tons and wealth of information for such a very small price. So definitely go and check that out today. The awesome thing about it is that everything is online, so you're able to go through all the material at your own pace and at your own convenience. But definitely go and do that. If you would like to connect with me after the show, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or even Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Consult. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, sherryweary.com. That's SHERRYWHERRY.com. My novel, Walking Through the Pain, is available in print and ebook format. You can purchase it directly on my website at sherryweary.com. You can also go to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com to actually purchase a copy as well. So make sure you get your copy today. And lastly, Saturday, December 17th, I am co-presenter for a workshop series that is based off of my book. The title of the workshop is Walking Through the Pain, Practical Steps to Emotional Wellness. It will be held at the RF Counseling and Wellness Center. This is actually part of a 7-part series. So this is our third session that we've done. This Saturday will be the third session. So you are more than welcome to come and join us. It's a 2-hour session from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You would leave the 2-hour session with 3 practical steps to emotional wellness. We've gotten tons of great feedback from those that have been in attendance about how helpful it is and how useful the information is as well. So you want to make sure that you come and check that out. If you want more information about the event, if you would like to register, you can go to rswellness.org/ wellness-event. You can also go to my website, sherryweary.com, to be able to get information about that as well. Space is limited, so registration is definitely required for that. So again, if you want some more information about the event or to register, you can go to rswellness.org/wellness-event for that. So that is all that I have for this evening until we meet again. And as always, I pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and that you will be set free.